January 12th. John chapter 1, verses 19 through 51. This is John's testimony when the Jews from Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to ask, "Who are you?" He spoke out openly and did not deny, but declared, "I am not the Christ." They inquired, "Who then? Are you Elijah?" He replied, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." They said to him, "Who are you, that we may answer those who sent us? What do you say about yourself?" He answered, "I am a voice crying in the desert, 'Make the Lord's way straight,' even as Isaiah the prophet said." They were sent from the Pharisees, and they asked, "Why are you immersing, if you are neither the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" John replied, "I immerse in water. In the midst of you there stands one whom you do not know, the one who comes after me, the strap of whose sandal I am unworthy to untie." These events took place in Bethbara, beyond the Jordan, where John was immersing. The next day he saw Jesus coming to him, and he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the world's sin. This is he of whom I said, 'A man comes after me who is my superior, for he existed before me. I did not know him, but I came immersing in water, so that he might be made known to Israel.'" And John testified, saying, "I have seen the Spirit coming down as a dove from heaven and remaining on him. I did not know him, but the one who sent me to immerse in water said, 'On whom you see the Spirit coming down and remaining on him, this is the one immersing in the Holy Spirit. I have seen and have testified that this one is God's Son.'" The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples, and when he saw Jesus walking, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw that they were following, and he asked, "What do you want?" They answered, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and you will see." They went and saw where he was staying, and they continued with him that day. It was about 4 in the afternoon. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard John speaking and followed Jesus. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which means Christ. He brought him to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of Jonah. You shall be called Cephas," which means Peter. The next day he wanted to go to Galilee, and he found Philip. Jesus said to him, "Follow me." Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses, in the law and the prophets, wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Nathanael replied to him, "Can anything good be from Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and spoke about him, "Behold, a true Israelite, in whom is no deceit." Nathanael said to him, "How is it that you know me?" Jesus answered, "Before Philip called you, while you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael replied, "Rabbi, you are God's son. You are Israel's king." Jesus said, "Do you believe because I said that I saw you under the fig tree? You shall see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Truly, truly, I assure you, you shall see heaven opened and God's angels going up and coming down on the Son of Man."